What's up, wonderful, amazing, sweet, and lovely people? How are you all doing today? Hope you all have an amazing day today. Hope you're not bad, still your joy. Welcome to Mariam's Joyful Life Unshakable Faith Podcast. Today's a beautiful day. I'm super excited to be here with you today. My name is Mariam Shumate, for those of you who do not know. And I want to welcome you to today's episode of Unshakable Faith Podcast. So I'm changing my podcast name from Mariam's Joyful Life Podcast, Life Based on My Own Experience, to Unshakable Faith. I've realized that my life has been led by faith. If it wasn't for faith, my faith in God, my trust in God, in the midst of difficult situations, I will not be here today. So from today henceforth, this is Unshakable Faith Podcast with Mariam Shumate. It's a beautiful day today and I'm so excited. I had to leave everything I was doing to come and film this episode because it was really impressed on my heart that this is going to be a blessing to you. I don't know what you're going through today. I don't know what that situation is, that heaviness is that's on your heart. Perhaps it's a medical diagnosis. Perhaps you just lost someone that you love so dearly. Perhaps somebody that you really loved betrayed you. I don't know what your situation is, but I'm here with good news today. And that good news is God is on your side. The Bible says faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, in the book of Hebrews chapter 11 verse 1. Now, the reason I'm sharing this with you is because right now, where you are right now may seem like that's all you're ever going to experience. It may seem like this is the end of the world because it hurts. Emotional pain is really very hurtful. I know that very well because I've been through it. I remember 10 years ago when I was pregnant with my first child. I had already been going through a lot of financial struggles and pain in my life, and things were already hard at that moment. It was a waiting period, waiting for my work documents to be approved by the government after college. And just going through that season of waiting and financial struggles. It was painful because I didn't expect my life to be that way. I had a different plan, but the reality was different from the plan that I had. So it was painful. But in the midst of it, I kept praying. And that's when I actually started YouTube as well. So while I was waiting, the president of my college had given me recommendation to go and speak to one of his friends. I went over there and then he gave me recommendation to go to a hotel in Atlanta to get a job. So I spoke with the manager. They signed me up. I went through training. When it was time for me to bring my proof of work documents to be able to work, I didn't have that. I was waiting on the government for so long. And just the wait was so painful and it was so long and drawn out. Every day I found myself going to the mailbox, checking to see if I received anything in the mail. But it didn't happen the way that I thought it would. But in the midst of that, I kept trusting God. There were times when it was hard for me to trust God, but that's all I had. I had to trust God because I couldn't allow the situation to just steal my joy. So then I started Mariam's Joyful Life, a platform. And that's how you found me. So what am I saying? In the midst of that, I still trusted. I didn't know how God was going to work it out, but I trusted God. Well, during that same process, that time of waiting and just disappointment, I found that I was pregnant with my first child, with my husband at the time. So I was excited. I was like, okay, this baby, oh my goodness, I'm going to be a mom. Wow, this is going to be so amazing. Oh my goodness. It took away the weight of the pain and the waiting for my work document to come through, and also the struggle that I was going through. I was excited. I was going to see a new baby. I was going to be a mom. Wow. I had all these thoughts. How's my baby going to be like? Who am I going to be as a mom? You know, it was exciting. But what happened was I had this baby, and this baby had health conditions. It was devastating. I ended up losing her at 7 weeks old. I cried. I prayed. I called on people to pray with me, and I couldn't understand why, you know, because I was expecting that, okay, since one area of my life was not working out, maybe this area is going to work out. But it turned out it was more pain. But even in the midst of my pain, God was there holding my hands. God never left me. And my prayer during that season was, God, I don't know why this happened, but I know that you will restore my joy. You will make me a mother again. You will bless me with a healthy baby. Now, the doctors were telling me that the situation, the health condition was going to repeat itself, and that since I had this baby, there is a chance all my children will be born this way and die at infancy. When they told me that, I told them affliction will not rise up a second time because I serve a God who changes things. This may be your conclusion and diagnosis, but I know my God has a different story, and I choose to stand on the word of God that says that I'm going to be a mother of healthy children, and affliction will not rise up a second time. They saw me, they thought I was crazy, I was a grieving mom, my heart was heavy. But see, what they thought of me, I didn't care. I didn't care about what they thought of me. All I cared about was what God had in store for me. I refused to believe that human's declaration was going to take precedent over God's word on my life. I started praying. I called on different people to pray with me because at that time my heart was heavy after that situation. And I was determined to say, God, you're going to restore. You're going to send me back my baby. And when you do, I'm going to know that you have. Give me a clear sign that you gave me back my baby in a healthy body. So I kept praying and trusting God. The Bible says faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word of God. And the Bible also says faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Now, when we have faith in God, we don't know how God is going to respond, but we know he is going to respond. And one thing we also know is that when God responds on our behalf, it's way better than how we could have ever imagined or dreamed of it. Because God is greater than us. His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. I held on to the word of God. I kept praying. I kept calling. I kept meditating. And I also gave. While I was waiting, there were times when I would cry and I felt the heartbreak, but still I stood firm in God and I just remind myself of the promises of God. And whenever I felt like I was weak in my faith, I would call on pastors and different people to just pray with me and pray over me. And during that season of waiting, God did something extraordinary. God blessed me again. And against the verdict and the projections of the doctor, God blessed me with a healthy baby boy. Not only that, God blessed me with another baby 2 years later. And this baby looked exactly like the first child that I had, but in a healthy body. And God showed me a sign, here is your restoration. So God gave me double for my trouble. And right now, as I'm speaking to you, God blessed me with another baby. And that baby is healthy with no trace of that DNA. What am I saying? I don't know what it is that you're going through, but I do know one thing. If you can surrender to God, he will change it. Perhaps you're in a season where you've just given up hope and you feel like God couldn't do anything for you because you've gone too far or it's too late. I'm here to let you know nothing is impossible for God. In your own timeline, in your eyes, based on your own understanding and from where you stand, it may seem impossible and too late. But I just want to invite you today. Could it be that God has a greater plan for you, but you're standing in the way of that plan by saying it is too late instead of saying, Lord, I trust you? Could it be that God has something greater and better than what you could have imagined ever in your life or what anybody else could have thought of for you, but you're standing in the way and you're saying it's impossible? Instead of giving God that flicker of hope, that tiny little bit of mustard seed faith, and say, God, I don't even know if I have faith, but I know that you're able to do stuff. Your word, the Bible says, God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ever ask of or imagine or think of. So I just want to trust you, God. Right now, I don't feel like I have any trust left in me, but I want to trust you. I want to trust you with my doubts. Trust you, Lord. I want to turn to you because I know Mariam told me, I heard Mariam say, anything is possible with you. So I want to invite you here to give God a chance, to give faith a chance in your life. For in Hebrews 11:1, like I already mentioned earlier, it says faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Once you have faith and you approach God, that is all you need. Let go of anything else that's standing in the way. Let go of the thought of, perhaps this wouldn't happen or this or that. Just by acknowledging the fact that God is there with you and that if you call, someone answers, God answers. That's enough. That's the first step. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Because you're trusting God and letting God have it, whatever it is, I don't know what your issue is. I don't know what the situation is, what you want to cast on him. Because the Bible says, cast your cares on the Lord for he cares for you. I just want you to picture yourself casting it. You know how you go out and you throw the trash in the trash can and you just dump it and walk away? Just imagine yourself dumping whatever it is on God. Imagine the Lord Jesus Christ in front of you and say, Lord, I put this on you. That's what I did. Lord, I don't know how you're going to fix this, but I know you can. So Lord, as I trust you today, I know things are turning around for me. So Lord, I give you glory because I know nothing is impossible for you. Even right now, this situation is turning. It is changing. It is transforming. So Father, I want to thank you for my breakthrough. I want to thank you for my miracle. It may seem impossible in my eyes, but there is nothing that is impossible for you to do. So today, God, I just want to say, have your way. Now, you may be saying, I'm not that eloquent in prayers. I don't even know how to say it. Just open up your mouth. Cry out. You can let God know that right now you feel doubt. I did. You can let God know that right now you feel the pain. I did. Because God sees it. God feels the pain with you. But God can't do for you what you will not allow him do through you. The healing you're seeking is in you right now because the Spirit of the living God is in you. And until you let go and surrender and say, God, I can't do this. I can't hold on to this pain anymore. It's too much for me. I need you. I need your healing. I need your help. As you begin to cry out and speak it out instead of just giving up, you begin to see that God will start healing your heart. The burden will become lighter. You notice the right people start coming into your life. God will start directing the steps of the right people to come into your life and give and show you mercy and show you help where you need it. But until you step out of your way and say, God, I need you, nothing is going to happen. So today I want to encourage you, trust in God. Put your hope in God. Have faith in God. Let God take care of you. Let God handle your situation. You hear me? He cares for you. All right? God cares for you. And that's all I have for you today. However, if you want to go in depth and work on your faith and your trust in God, and you want to go in depth and see how things can change for you, just like my case, how God turned it around for me, I want to help you. I have a course called Unshakable Faith Course. It helps you build your faith. And in that course, I tell you everything that I did that led to the life that I have right now, being a mother of healthy children. My son is 9 years old. My daughter is 7, and I have my new baby who's 7 months old, about to be 8 months old. If you want to learn more and just get closer and see, go in depth with me, that course will really help you. Go to www.mariamsjoyfullife.com and check it out today, Unshakable Faith Course. So thank you for checking me out today. I appreciate you. And I can't wait to see you next time. All right? Stay in faith. Trust in God. Pray. And I promise you, God will come through. I'm praying for you too. Okay? That the hand of God will rest upon you. Our Heavenly Father will bless you. That the blessing that your heart desires, God shows up with it in abundance today. In Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for checking me out today. I appreciate you. Make sure you subscribe, you like, you come back for more so you don't miss more amazing, unshakable faith moments like this. Bye.